WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The first heat wave of the year is now blanketing parts of the West and Southwest, including the Bay Area in California, which could hit 102 this afternoon. Heather Marquez is with the Alameda Fire Department.
Simple precautions to protect your skin, hydrate your body, and make sure kids, elderly, and pets are taken care of.
A historic launch today for Boeing in Florida.
And liftoff of Starliner at Atlas V.
Years of delays and two scrubs, Boeing's entry into commercial human space flight is finally in orbit for its first test flight with astronauts aboard.
That's CBS's Peter King. And drivers in New York City won't have to worry about congestion pricing later this month. The governor says it's not ready because it still hasn't recovered from the pandemic. Mayor Eric Adams.
We have to get it right. We have to make sure that it's not a dual burden on everyday New Yorkers. We have to make sure that it's not going to impact our recovery.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun finds himself in jail. Randall Hepp was already facing lawsuits over prisoner deaths and a federal investigation into smuggling allegations by staff. Online records don't specify what potential charges he may face. Two lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump are charged with felony forgery for their roles in the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says the decision to charge has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The decision to bottle feed or breastfeed is usually a personal one. However, experts agree that breast milk is the healthier option for babies. New research at Marshfield Clinic Health Systems show that exclusive breastfeeding rates are drastically lower in the Asian Hmong population. These statistics are startling and warrant further discussion to identify the gaps in equitable care. Kaya Lohr is a Medical College of Wisconsin-Wausau medical student. She is leading the effort to interview Hmong women over 18 who have children or are currently pregnant to gain a better understanding of the factors influencing a Hmong woman's decision to breastfeed or bottle feed. Lohr said she is committed to women's health, health equity, and always seeking ways to enhance health care by delivering community-specific care. The Brittany Saylor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival is tomorrow through Saturday. Find out more at bluegrassatthelake.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive
game,
to
baby.
Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos. An RBI double, 2-1 Phils.
And that score, your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah. Results in the loss and the extra inning loss stuff.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on the Alba Show. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayalove, here. We're welcoming into the studio our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. I want to say hello to them. Encourage you to subscribe to their page on YouTube. Type into your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the great work that they are doing. We're spending the full hour with our Wood County Sheriff's Department. Joining us right now, Sheriff Sean Becker. Sean, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Good morning, or good afternoon.
Yeah, appreciate the time. That's fine. I appreciate it. And the audience knows we pre-record this already, so there's no magic behind that.
Like,
but
not like the old days.
And you brought in a friend.
I did. Tom King works in our jail. He's one of our sergeants. Been with us since 2019, doing an outstanding job. And I sprung on him about an hour ago. I'm like, hey, would you like to come on the radio? He didn't say no, but he could have. Yeah. But I figured it'd be a good opportunity to have him come in, talk about his career and the changes at our department and what's coming on in the future.
Yeah, Thomas, I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for the time, man. And right out the gate, I want to thank you for everything you do for the community and choosing this line of work. I always like to kind of start here, though. What made you choose this? What did you choose this? Did it choose you?
I think it more kind of chose me, I suppose. I did 13 years in the Marine Corps, and after that, I got out and looking forward to something. I finished my career as a drill instructor, so I figured, what's more, you know, similar to that than talking to people, dealing with their problems and helping them figure it out.
Appreciate that, man. Sure. And thank you for your service. Sure. I appreciate that as well. At the jail, what do you do there?
I'm the jail sergeant. I've been there for coming up on 5 years in August. Sergeant for the last 3 years, I guess. So I've been doing that and moving forward, I guess, and keeping, you know, that career in my sight, I guess.
With the new jail coming about and everything, have you been able to check that out a bit? Been able to kind of get your bearings over there a little bit more?
Oh yeah. Every day it changes every day. So no matter how many times you go in there, at least once a month we try to get over there and learn all the things that keep changing. It's huge compared to our facility right now. It'll be able to house a lot more people and save the county a little bit more money.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. There was a tour that you guys did over the jail. I look forward to getting into that, and maybe we can pick your brain a little bit more about that, Thomas, and how that went. Really do appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you again for the time. I wanted to get into a couple of other things with you, Sean. I want to start with the bike ride you guys got going on today. I wasn't sure if I'd see you today. I didn't know if you'd be training. I kind of thought you'd be out there riding, training, or something like that.
I did pick up the bikes from storage yesterday, so this afternoon the goal is to make sure they are functioning properly, getting some air in the tires, and Julie's going to join us. So we've been doing this last few years. Big shout out Hannah Wendels, from the UW Extension had put this together a few years ago, and we keep it going. So I'm honored to get the opportunity to do it, especially with retired now Chief Mel Peterson. His last day was last Friday.
It was last Friday.
Yeah, but he's still going to be there to do the event, and looking forward to being there with him. But again, thank you to Hannah for putting this together. It's a nice opportunity for us just to get out with people in the community. And, you know, what an outstanding place to do it at Lake Wasecha.
Yeah.
It's one of our county's treasures. I look at it as, you know, not only you get the opportunity to camp, but you've got a trail that goes around the whole lake. You got a couple of beaches. You know, you got the aqua skiers out there that, you know, do shows. And then, you know, what's coming up next month already in July? Can't believe I'm saying that already. Yeah. We're in June. But yeah. you have the state water ski tournament that's out there. And then another event that we'll talk about as we get, you know, going here, Bluegrass on the Lake is this weekend. But you see a lot of our community events that are out at Lake Wasecha, and this is just another opportunity for people to come out and hang out with us and get a little exercise in. So whole filmmaking around the whole lake without stopping hasn't happened yet, but there's always a first.
Yeah. This is one of those events I know how much you guys look forward to, not only because of getting to get outside, have some fun, and celebrate, but like as you mentioned, talking to community members, talking to people, and kind of no middleman, no in between, just you and them, eye to eye, being able to have conversations.
Yep. No, it's those opportunities that, especially, you know, we can put stuff together, and we do. You know, because it's part of our jobs that, you know, we look for opportunities where we can be out in the community interacting with the public at different events. But this was, like I said, this is really nice that Hannah put it together. It was her idea to throw something together. And it's really nice that you have those partnerships out there. Hannah and I go back just a few years. She used to play soccer with my youngest daughter, Caitlin. They were on the same team. One of the kickers teams, and it's always great memories. You know, as the girls got older, they went to different schools, Hannah going to Assumption and then Caitlin going to Lincoln. And one of my best memories is when Lincoln and Assumption played soccer. It's a very close game. Lincoln prevailed. Sorry, Hannah. But it was just kind of cool to see, you know, her grow up. Her parents are still in the community, and then she stayed in the community as well after she went to college. And so it's really cool that she's a part of our Wood County team through the UW Extension.
We have talked about this a lot, and I've noted many times it seems like every week, every couple weeks, there is more being put on our officers' plates and things that you guys didn't necessarily sign up for. And that's just me saying that. That's just where I'm from the perspective I'm in. But then there are things that I think a lot of us as a society don't think about as, well, this is part of their job requirement. And I wouldn't say that it is or it isn't, but the fact that you do and that you feel it is part of your requirement to work out with the community, to be out there, to do events like this, I don't think a lot of us would ever imagine that. The fact that you, your team, these other officers are on the same page, that only makes our community that much stronger, our communication with each other, and remove some of these barriers and some of those things that can exist in other communities.
Yeah, no, I think it's just really important that we get the opportunity to be out in the community. And like I said, it's really nice when we get asked to participate in something that, you know, wasn't our idea.
No.
It's like, okay, can you guys be part of this? Like tomorrow, the Auburndale High School softball team made state. So they reached out so we could help them provide an escort, you know, through the county to the county line. And I think those are so cool. You know, we've done several of them this year where people really, you know, reach out, especially athletic teams that are doing well. And why wouldn't we want to showcase them, you know, to the community? And we've done them like for even, you know, Pee Wee hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, if they do well at a state competition, why wouldn't we want to celebrate that? You know, growing up, I remember this is a couple of years ago, but the high school basketball team, when I was like so high, made it to state and lost the state championship. And I don't even know what year it was, but just taking part of that celebration with the law enforcement escorting them, you know, the Portage County Sheriff, Stevens Point Police Department, and all the fire trucks just, you know, bringing the team in on the bus into the gymnasium, which I never forgot that. And now that we can get the opportunity to do that, I think, you know, it's all about the kids in the community that they're part of, and why not showcase that partnership?
Mm-hmm. Retirement ride going on today at White Sands Beach, Lake Wazeecha, 5:30. Meet them down there. Bring your bike if you can. Otherwise, you got the River Riders Bike Share bicycles there for free. You can check out and enjoy yourself. Have fun and stick around a little bit later after the event. They're going to have a post-ride ice cream, White Sands Beach, their mini golf spot. Yeah. Check that out, everybody.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And big congrats to Chief Peterson. Going to miss him. Personally on two levels. You know, one, professionally, you know, I could say that he's probably been our best police chief that we've had at the Grand Rapids Police Department. And I could speak on that on two levels. You know, Jewel and I raised a family, you know, in the township of Grand Rapids. You know, we've been there over 25 years. And then you look at, the team that I'm part of, that he's part of, the law enforcement team within Wood County. He's been just an outstanding partner, Mel has been. We're very fortunate to have him as long as we did. I know he and Sherry are going to enjoy their retirement. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be doing, but they said they're going to be sticking around for a while and then probably doing some traveling, but, you know, really well-deserved. Mm-hmm. You know, they both deserve it, and I'm looking for them to enjoy their next chapter of their life.
Yeah, a big thank you to him and his service to our community, and a congratulations on the retirement. A very well-earned, very well-deserved.
Yeah.
Now, actually retire, though. Like, you guys don't retire. You guys, you say you retire, but then there's these cold cases you keep facing, and then he's got to... do your thing, but also maybe get a baseball game in. You know, have some fun out there. Enjoy your retirement.
I asked if you wanted to come and work part time for us, and that was a quick no. So I think James, he's going to stay retired this time. I think he's tried it like three times.
That's
federal
right.
Government. I know he worked to start his career with the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department. So I think this one's probably going to be for good, and it is, like I said, very well deserved. Mm-hmm. We're going to miss him on the professional level, especially.
You mentioned Bluegrass at the Lake. Yeah. I know how much this event means to you, how much the community loves it. Let's dive into this one real quick. This is a great event.
Yeah, second year that Bluegrass is sponsoring our SISM team. And that kind of came together through some just discussions out in the community with the Lions clubs that, hey, what can we do to help our first responders? And, one of our corners, Jolene, had connected with these folks at Bluegrass. So why don't you think about, you know, helping out our first responders? And, well, okay, how can we do that? And then as we talked a lot about, you know, the mental health side of things, not just for law enforcement, but all first responders, we need that support. And then the SISM group, the Critical Incident Stress Management Team, as we talked about it before, has trained together. We have connections to professional counselors. So if there is an incident that happens, you know, a tragedy that we respond to, you know, the follow-up that goes on after it with our SISM team, you know, brings in all the people that were affected or went to that incident, and they deal with it. You know, they talk about it, you know, what happened, what went on, how people feel about it, and then there's follow-up with that. Like I had said, connecting people with professional counselors if people are struggling. Because I've always said, you know, this isn't an easy job. There's a lot of trauma that we see. And early on in my career, this really wasn't talked about at all. It's like, and you've said it, toughen up. All right, mm-hmm. You're a cop, you're a first responder, you're a fireman, you're going to see tragedies. But nobody looked at, well, how does that affect you later in life, mm-hmm. or the next day?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a priority that we've been taking. And then, you know, we're lucky with Carolyn Saylor, really looking at this, because this is really her event.
Yeah.
You know, this is to honor her daughter, Brittany. And for us, for her to really look at this and say, yeah, this is something we should do. Yeah. And then many other people, part of Bluegrass, saying, yeah, we should do this, you know, and now, like I said, this is the second year that they're doing this event to raise money for our SISM team to provide not only the meetings, you know, but to continue to train people so we can deal with, situations that come up, these tragedies, where we can help us work ourselves through them. So it's, coming up starting this Thursday night, runs through Saturday. Please come out. There'll be a Touch a Truck event on Saturday. Hoping to get our several of our vehicles out there, our MRAP, armored vehicle, rescue truck, squads, hoping that we can get a canine demo out there as well, along with other vehicles out there, just to kind of make this a really big community event. Yeah, starting this Thursday. Great music. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not like bluegrass. What is that? You know, I'm kind of a hard rock, metal, country. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But last year we had the opportunity to go, and it's some good music. And, you know, Carolyn talked about some of the bigger names that are coming in to, and, you know, be part of this event. No, I'm looking forward to it. And it's looking like the weather is going to be nice.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, Mother Nature's working with us on this one. That's awfully cool of her. That was nice of her to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely, if, you know, I'd put it on your calendars for the weekend. Great weather, great location. Come on out and support a cause that personally means a lot to me.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, in doing this job, I get spoiled. I get to meet a lot of great people and everything. Carolyn is one of the coolest, greatest people I've met. We've been doing this about 4 or 5 years, her coming in, talking about this event and everything. And every time she's in, I get more and more excited to talk about it with her. And her reactions from it, her energy for this event, it's palpable. It's contagious. You can't help but get excited about it, too.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of this, not only the event, but this kind of style of music. I think a lot of it is fun. And I'm a big fan of Southbound. You know, you got Southbound there.
Kick it off.
That's fantastic. Having summer events like this are a great way for not only bringing us together, but having a good time, enjoying the annual griddle cook-off, some of the raffles they have. You mentioned the Touch a Truck, the festival fair. These are all great, and it's becoming more, even in its seventh year, it's becoming a mainstay and something that I hear locals talk about months before it's even beginning. All that being said, I'm not even here without EMTs. Without police officers, without firefighters. I've mentioned this before, and I'll just throw it out there real quick as a Cliff Notes version of the story. But little house, Carroll Stream, my mom and dad, 18, 19 years old, first child, planning on me in April. I'm going to be coming in April. And then February 20th happens, and all of a sudden, a huge snowstorm, and I'm coming. There's no getting around this. They don't have time to get me to the hospital, anything like that. My mother, my father, they're panicking. They don't know what to do. Some EMTs, two firefighters, and two police officers came by and delivered me.
Oh, no kidding.
In that room at that moment. Wow. I've got a little dent in my head back here because they were carrying me around like Simba. They're like, hey, look at this kid. Like, and the first thing the EMT says to my mother as she's sitting there on the couch, oh, I've never done this before. Like, and immediately calmed her. Immediately calmed her and took care of her. So I got a personal interest in these things and a personal care for this stuff. And I appreciate so much that we're not alone on this, that others see that others see these things that need our attention. It's a great way something that I think Central Wisconsin does better than anybody. It's having a great time for a great cause.
Yeah.
Raising money and attention for something while also having a blast out there and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, great story. So you were born at home. Nice.
Yeah. And I still haven't heard the end of it from my mom. I still have it.
What an experience.
Especially for those officers. Seventh annual Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival happening. Kicks off tomorrow, everybody. June 6th through the 8th over at Lake Wasecha Red Sands Beach. Enjoy this. It really kicks off with Southbound 6:30 to 11. Yeah. Be sure to check them out. Big thank you to Tri-City Golf Course for sponsoring them. All kinds of great stuff throughout the whole weekend. Find out more at bluegrass@thelake.com, bluegrass@thelake.com.
Speaking
with Sheriff Sean Becker and Thomas King here, and Sheriff, I didn't know what direction you wanted to go next.
Well, I just want to recognize Craig Bourne, our superintendent that's leaving. You know, great guy. You know, he's going to be really, you know, really missed. We had a great partnership with Craig, but wishing him all the best as he moves on with his career. Again, just a great person that you know, for the years that he was here, how much he got involved with the community. And like I said, on a personal level, good friend. We'll miss him, but, you know, congrats to him moving on. And congrats to Ron Rasmussen, the principal at Lincoln High School, now moving up into the superintendent role. He'll do awesome. You know, looking forward to working with him as well. Another thing, I can't believe we have football camp today and tomorrow, which I'm going to miss
most of it.
But football's already starting.
Yeah, that's for crazy.
High school.
That's crazy.
I've been talking to, you know, I mean, boy, you go back in the day, we didn't start until like a week or two before the school started. But boy,
early August, yeah,
beginning of August they start, and I think before school starts, we have three games for Lincoln High School. But that's for all kids. But hey, that's just how it works itself out now. So that's just a reality check for me that hey, summer is starting, but is it?
Yeah, right. With that, I know that we there's certainly new things to pay attention to on the roads, new things to keep an eye out. Every summer, there, every season, there is a difference to keep in mind. So certainly one of the bigger things that I wanted to find a way to put this into the hour. As you're driving around, as you're traveling, as you're enjoying your summer, slow down, keep an eye out for our construction workers, our people that are out there trying to make our roads safer and better. And keep an eye out for our officers. You know, there aren't going to be people pulled over this summer. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. And it's going to happen on our highways.
Yeah.
And we're going to have officers out there. Keep an eye out. Slow down.
No, that's a great point to bring up, because now the construction season is you know, really amping up now between DOT and our county highway department. You know, we have got another great partnership with our highway department. But yeah, too many people get hurt or even worse that are trying to make these roads safer for us. So, you know, once the signages are up and, you know, slow down or find a different route.
Yes.
You know, but give yourself a little bit extra time. Do some research. You know, now with the way that we all communicate, that information is out there immediately, you know, between our highway department or DOT. All that information is out there that, hey, there's going to be a road closure or some road construction, just a plan. Just like in the winter months, hey, when you've got, you know, hazardous weather, well, here's some hazardous road conditions that are being corrected by our highway departments, and give them a lot of credit for getting out there, but make sure that they're safe.
Yeah. And it doesn't take you, it's not going to take, add on that much more to your drive. And it's a lot better than adding on to your drive than adding on to a prison sentence.
Exactly.
And I don't mean to be overly dramatic about it, but that is the case. And if that's what it takes to get people to slow down let's get through a summer without any accidents. Let's get through a summer without our construction workers, with our officers. Yeah. I don't think that's asking a lot. It's something that we control. This is a self-inflicted wound. We do this to ourselves. Let's slow down, look out for each other. And keep in mind, I am not at all pointing to, I got to do it too. Like I have to keep an eye on these things too. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I am also somebody that has to do that from time to time. I think it's important that we all keep an eye out for them and do our best to do that. They're doing their best by us. They're doing right by us. Let's do right by them.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a long season with road construction, but I think that, well, I know that there's plenty of, you know, notification out there ahead of time, so people know where there won't be any surprises.
Yeah,
you know, when you have these big projects go on, and you're going to know about them and just plan accordingly.
Our towns, not just Rapids here, but our local cities and everything too, do such a great job of giving you detour options, and they're right there for you as you're coming up to these spots. There's really no excuses. Slow down, keep an eye out for these things, leave earlier if you have to.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do to make sure that our roads are safe.
Yeah,
we're speaking with Sheriff Sean Becker and Thomas King from the Wood County Sheriff's Department, and our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media with us as well. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun and more conversation here on Midday Magazine at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Democrats are running candidates in all 16 state Senate races in November and 97 of 99 assembly seats. Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 assembly districts. That's according to an analysis by WisPolitics. Four Democrats and 22 Republicans in the assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. Automakers will have to comply with tighter emission standards starting in a couple of years. Local leaders say it's a good idea. Pamela Guffman is a member of the Chippewa County Board. She says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Guffman is also a registered nurse. The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Applying for a job online has become a more common practice. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin warns that job scammers have gotten very sophisticated. They seem to represent real employers, require interviews, and even provide phony offer letters. The way it works is you apply for a job online through a reputable third-party job-seeking site for a remote job. A few days or weeks later, you get a text message or email asking if you're still interested in the position or for a similar one at the same company. If you reply, here is where the red flags start to appear. Instead of a phone interview or video call, the scammer will ask you to download a messaging app to conduct the interview over text. After the interview, they'll offer you the job on the spot with great benefits, ask for personal information, or offer to send you a check to purchase equipment. Don't fall for jobs that seem too good to be true. You can find out more at bbb.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In already a famous actor but need even more attention news, Alec Baldwin has announced that he and his wife, Hilaria, will be front and center on a new reality show with their seven kids. The controversial 67-year-old actor and his 40-year-old wife are opening their home to camera crews from TLC for some reality. The show will be called The Baldwins. Most of these reality shows are pretty scripted, but if Baldwin punches one of the cameramen, we'll know it's real. Compared to other streaming services, HBO is still a decent deal with pretty good programming. Because of that, they will raise their prices for ad-free entertainment like other platforms. Warner Brothers Discovery says they will bump the price by $1 a month to $16.99 for programming without commercials. There are a ton of other plans you can choose from on HBO, and one is more confusing than the next. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pat Kreitlow,
Thursday on Up North News Radio, Rebecca Cook wraps up our interviews, catching up this week with the three Democrats trying to win the 3rd Congressional District primary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Your host, James, here, and we're again joined by the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We have Sheriff Sean Becker with us and Sergeant Thomas King with us as well, and, of course, our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Be sure to like and subscribe to their YouTube page. Keep up to date on everything they are doing. Recently, Sheriff, you had a tour of the new jail. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of tours lately, just, you know, now with only county board members, but you know, community leaders are people just have an interest, which I really enjoy doing that, because it gives Captain Ted Ashbeck and I an opportunity to show off what we're doing. I know every month I talk about it, we probably talked about it the last 5 years every month, but it's been a big project, and to see it, you know, I'd love to go back and go back to the first discussion we had about it.
Yeah.
You know, and then go to, like, you know, when the project's done, mm-hmm. which will be sometime in October. But it gives me that opportunity to, you know, to brag about a process that we have been part. You know, I'm just a small part of that. You know, we've got so many people that has, you know, stepped up, county board members, you know, community leaders within not only Marshfield, but Wisconsin Rapids, but all over the county. So it gives us an opportunity to, you know, showcase teamwork. You mm-hmm. know, so the project's going very well. Samuel's group out of Wausau has been doing a phenomenal job overseeing the project. It's should complete sometime in October, and then we should occupy either January or February. A couple other changes have come up with it, and it's really not within the facility itself, but the county did acquire some other land in front of the courthouse. So I think there's a very, very good plan with the city of Wisconsin Rapids to potentially close Market Street. And then all the property, those buildings there, including 4 stools, have been purchased by the county. That'll be all developed into parking. And then in that roundabout, the exit going towards the river on Baker Street, that street will get the opportunity to move, and then there'll be some development that could happen on along the riverfront. So I'm excited to see, you know, that phase of the project start, because they'll demolish the old jail and start that, you know, the remodeling, or not the remodeling, the development in front of the courthouse. I mean, it's going to make it a much safer place for people to park, not only for employees, but the public as well. But that was something, as far as acquiring all the property, that happened fairly recently.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Really good plan on what that is going to look like, and I think it's really going to complement the downtown area of Wisconsin Rapids. Again, the partnerships, you know, that I brag about, county board, you know, the city of Wisconsin Rapids, their leadership, their new mayor, Matt, you know, was talking about this, or at least the new jail, and how it does complement the city. It doesn't look like a jail, you know, and that's a one thing that, as we went through the process, that, you know, people are going to, you know, have that opinion immediately. This is a jail. Oh, it's going to look, you know, it doesn't look like that. And the developer has done an outstanding job with that. And Ruben Van Tassel, our grounds manager, you know, between him and Ted, you know, just been our best representatives of this project, you know, moving forward, just, you know, representing, you know, our interests, the county's interests. You know, I know Ruben was very nervous being assigned this project. Yeah. He hasn't done alone, but he's done a phenomenal job with moving forward. But again, getting back to tours, we've, you know, we do several of them now, because, you know, the project itself, you know what you're walking through. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I've got a tour at 11 o'clock today with Wayne Schultz, a new county board member from the Marshfield area. Wayne and I go way back. He was a deputy for the Sheriff's Department. Retired as an investigator, one of my field training officers. So we're not going to age each other. Right? I'm not going to tell you what year that was, but it was more than 20. But you know, congrats to him to get on the county board. You know, and it's going to be a great opportunity for him to get to walk through the current facility the way it is, because he lived it throughout his career, the old facility.
Appreciate the new information. That's really exciting. That's interesting to hear about. It makes a lot of sense as you were saying it. It definitely made sense to me that that's going to be happening with the parking and what's going on with four stools and some of those things. It all makes sense. And I can't help but think, fast forward a couple of years and what that's going to look like. And that's pretty cool. The opportunities that will be available along the riverfront there that are going to come from this are really unique for our community, too. What are some of the, when you're doing the tours, what are some of the main questions or some of the things people are asking or are curious about?
Great question. Walking through, something I'd like to highlight is the exit point of the new facility, where it's fairly unique. When people, inmates are being released from being in custody, we'll have our Dylan Koshanek, our discharge chanter, discharge planner in that area. He'll have an office. Sergeant Stephanie Wiskirchen, who oversees our electronic monitoring programming, probation and parole will have an office there, and then we'll have a meeting area. And then it's also going to be a changeover area for people that are self-reporting to do their sentence. But the whole point of that is, as people leave, once they're in custody and they're leaving custody, that they have the opportunity to meet with people to help them along the way. Dylan does a phenomenal job of meeting with every inmate before, setting up a plan for them. Housing, what do you have for housing, employment, what do you have for your benefits, benefits set up. Just a great partnership we have with Human Services that he's, helping plan that. So it's, that last point, somebody's leaving the facility, they've got those, hey, I got a question, and you can see Stephanie or Dylan or whoever their probation agent is, like, okay, I got a question or something. So I think that's something I like to explain. The holding cell area is pretty huge, and I talked about that before. Currently right now we have 6 holding cells, and they're probably occupied, Tom could tell you, at least 90% of the time, right, with either a recent bookend or somebody's on a suicide or a mental health watch. Mm-hmm. Those are the cells that they go into. Well, the new facility will have 25 of them, actually. So we walk in there, and that's, people are like, wow, this is a lot. But then, as I explained it, when we went on tours of other facilities, like Eau Claire County was something, they have a similar inmate population we do. And that's the first thing that they mentioned was, we're walking through their jail. It's been built about 10 years ago. They had 19 holding cells, and they told us, 3 years ago, that wasn't enough, and now they're adding more.
Wow.
And that area, as we explained, is very busy, because if somebody's getting booked in the jail, they'll go into a holding cell for a while. And most of the time, they won't stay very long. Depending on what they did, they'll either get a signature bond or a cash bond, and they'll be out. They'll see the judge within so many hours, and there'll be a plan. So the people that are going to be within that bookend area, very busy, in and out, in and out. But if somebody's staying in a holding cell, if they're on a suicide watch or they're a violent inmate that can't get along with other people, we'll keep them in a holding cell. And this area, with having 25 of them, will assure us that we should have enough room to accommodate that. The next thing that's just huge is, when you walk into the second and third floor, it's just two levels that are combined, and that is a really big area, especially when you look at our current jail with the linear design. This is a pod, one on top of the other. One floor houses around 90 inmates, the other one around 70. So a very busy area. But when you walk into it, it's again like the holding cell area, but now it's even bigger. Mm-hmm. And people, it just takes a while for them to absorb it, to say, wow, this is really big. Yeah. And then you have a fourth floor that's designed more of a dorm style for nonviolent offenders that are, maybe it's a multiple offense, drunk driving, retail theft, some warrants, things like that. So there's a little bit more freedom of movement, where the second and third floor are more of the violent offenders.
We've talked about the purpose of this and the reasoning for this new jail at quite a bit. As you mentioned, we've been talking about this for years. And the community has been focused on this for decades, really, about this need. And the conversation has been going on. But I would like to, now that we are here, that we're so close to it opening up and everything, if not rehash, kind of go over some of the information that you guys are on and that you know, as far as how this is going to make it safer for not only our officers, but for the people using the jail. know. I wanted to focus on that for a moment because I think a lot of the attention has been brought on the population and how many people we can house and being able to do more of that, so we're not sending people, you know, inmates out of state and out of the city and that. Yeah. That's been covered pretty well, and I feel like that's done. The safety part of this, I personally, anytime I go, literally anytime I go past that jail, I think of that, like, oh, it's going to be safer there now. It's going to be better there now for everybody, and that makes our community safer, our community better. That means that sergeants like Thomas here are getting home safer, things like that. That is the betterment of our society, let alone our community. Mm-hmm. So if we can touch on how it is going to be safer just a little bit, I think that'd be cool.
No, that was one of the the deciding points or talking points that we identified when we're going through the jail study, and then there's so many bullet points like, okay, yes, we need to do it, yes, this, and then the safety, that one hits home probably the hardest for me as as a sheriff, that you look at the safety of Tom and the rest of our staff. When you look at an old jail, the linear design, as we talk about, all the foot traffic that our COs have to put on just to do their checks, they're required every half hour to do them. If somebody's on a suicide watch every 15 minutes, and they probably do even more than that, but you just look at the condition of the current jail, and it's just not user friendly like it was. But if you look at what we're going to get, it's going to be just a much safer environment, not only for our staff, but the inmates as well. I mean, if you look in, especially, where some of our violent offenders are held, there's still the old bars that close, a door, and there's tie-off points where, unfortunately, people have committed suicide in the facility. The new facility, there's no tie-off points anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's something that, Ted and Ruben have looked at very closely as this facility's been being built, and I caught a couple spots where, like, no, I mean, it'll probably be okay, but we're not playing probably.
Yeah,
let's take care of it and then move it, and they do. So I mean, if you look at the safety factors for our staff and the inmates, I mean, that's a biggie, because I'm not just responsible, we all are, for our staff and the people that are housed in custody.
Thomas, for you, as you've gotten to get familiar with the new jail a bit, and you certainly have experience with the older one, how are you feeling about working in the new one? Are you feeling more good about it, feeling prepared for it? I know that you guys have been going through training and such.
Mm-hmm. We still got a lot more training to do once that facility actually is done. Mm-hmm. Then we can get in there and start doing those things. But I think it's going to be a lot more efficient for us, a lot more flowing, a lot simpler for the jailers in general. Obviously, it's going to be a lot to learn for all the new guys and all the old guys, especially the older people who are kind of stubborn and stuck in their own ways. They're going to have to learn new things, which is good for us, and that's we're all going to be on the same page at that point, and that'll be perfect and fantastic.
With anything newer, our minds immediately go to the tech part of things too. And with the older jail, this newer one will certainly be more up to date tech wise. Does that affect the old jail much? The technology end of things, is this something that's going to be a big advantage with the newer jail?
Oh yeah. So we're going to use one of the systems that's going to help us track our inmates as well as keep aware of their health and stuff like that. So it's going to be more of a head up kind of display, and if anything was to change, then we'd be like, okay, this guy is in this cell, and we got to get there now. Let's go. It'll definitely help it a lot faster for that response time.
That's fantastic to hear. And as far as the transport of inmates, and when going from new to old, or old to new, I should say, you touched on that a little bit. How does that, I don't need to get too into the weeds with you on this, but the logistics of that is kind of fascinating to me.
Yeah, the goal would be to probably do it in phases, and I think what we would probably transport is all the inmates from Wapaka sooner than later, once the facility is open. That's something we'll talk with Ted on. But for me, it'd be like, all right, let's get the 75 people out of Wapaka and back here, because that'll save us money immediately. And then we can kind of phase it out, into steps. But that'll really revolve around the training of our staff. It's like, for me, that was one of the learning points that I thought, hey, once this is done, let's roll. But no, there's a certification process that we have with the state and the training of our staff. We did tour Trempealeau County not too long ago, and their facility was, I think, about 90 inmates. Okay, we're We're all, you know, almost tripling that, mm-hmm. but just the concepts are going to be similar. We're probably going to have to send, you know, our COs over to similar facilities, newer ones, spend time training. Yeah. Trumbull County was picked because they use the same project manager and architect. So the facility is very, very similar, just smaller. You know, so we'll probably send some folks there because they just became operational a couple months ago.
Oh wow!
It was nice to, you know, connecting with Sheriff Simonson over there and just bouncing off some of our ideas and then suggestions that they're having as they transition into the brand new facility that that they have. So you know, we're not the only ones out here going through this process. We're probably one of the larger. Jails being built, but I think Fond du Lac County's got something bigger, but you know, a bigger area,
which
is understandable. But you know, it seems like there's a good handful of other counties that are going through the same process.
I know Melissa and I have wanted the tour. If other people out there are still interested in getting a tour, reach out to you. Okay,
give me a call. But like I said, it gives me the opportunity to brag not about me at all, just about being part of a team and what people did to bring us here, because I've been told numerous times throughout my career it'll never happen. You know, and like I said, I go back to once getting elected sheriff and then having a conversation with Ted, which is very enlightening. And then, you know, Donna Rosar, one of our county board members, you know, just, you know, connect with me in the hallway and said, maybe we should look at this more.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then and then it snowballed from there, you know, Lance Plimmel, you know, Lord Valenstein, you know, all of our county board people that got involved in it, really, you know, it's
humbling.
Very humbling.
It really is. Just even hearing it, you talk about, or hearing Lance or somebody talk about this and where we are in this, and especially so many people that, while we as community members may experience and see some of this and hear about it and have some feelings about it, those of you that are working in this field, in this job, it means something different, and you can hear it. And it's a big day. It's a great day for us as a community to have this.
Yeah, it looks like Portage County is going to go through something similar. Some of their leadership toured our jail last week, and sounds like they're moving that direction. Unfortunately, the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you, and that was another factor that we looked into as well.
Well, and it's not lost on, I think, a lot of people in the community, especially those of us that have friends or family in Point and some of these other areas where they're kind of, you know, still trying to figure this out, still in the process of trying to, you know, get to where we are right now. So that is pretty cool to see. We'll give you the information on how to reach Sheriff Becker before we wrap up the show. I did want to take a moment to talk about, you guys got something good going on in Northwood County Park coming.
Yeah, we do. Lieutenant Nate Dean, a couple years ago, had an idea of just some community policing in our parks. We have a part-time department that helps, you know, patrol all of our parks, mainly throughout the weekends. And then he just had an idea, hey, why don't we do, you know, community events where we pick a park and we just spend a couple hours with our part-time staff, but our full-time staff. So we've got one coming up June 14th at Northwood County Park, where you'll just have several of our staff, our team out there with, you know, a couple of our different squads, you know, either playing kickball or doing some s'mores or, you know, just hanging out. So we'll do that throughout the summer. Just take a look at our Facebook page. We have those events established. And if you're camping or if you just want to drive by and you know, two things. You know, hang out with us and also see the campgrounds that we have here within the county, which are, again, something that we all can brag about.
That's a fun event. We'll be talking about it, celebrating and talking about it on our morning shows and making sure people show up. We just got a couple minutes left, sir. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Make me feel
I can do that all the time.
Yeah, we got a thing coming up in June, end of June, June 22nd, out at Anchor Bay. It's called a Back the Badge Bench Press Competition. What we're doing is raising some money for our fitness center within the new facility for our staff. COs and deputies have a place to work out now. As I told you before, I'm very, very focused on our wellness, physical and mental. And it was nice to see that as we put together this facility that we're going to have an exercise room with locker rooms that are connected to it, and a training room. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. But fitness equipment's expensive. So we're like, all right. And I was talking to Tim McAlps, one of the owners at Anchor Bay, and kind of had a background in powerlifting. Both his twin boys, had powerlifted, and I just threw it out. Hey, maybe we should do a bench press meet out here. And he's like, yeah, that'd be a great idea. And they have bands out there throughout weekends, and so they have a stage that's mobile, and it's coming together really well. So June 22nd, we're going to have it out there. We're taking entries now. A couple of big sponsors have come in. One that I'll have to really throw out there, Larry Fuchs. He's the warden for the Columbia Correctional Institution, the prison that you see as you drive down 39 into Columbia County. Yeah. He reached out, and Josh Poggle, one of our sergeants, used to work there and then decided to come work for us. And they do their own fundraising there, and he wanted to do something. Larry wanted to do something for our department, talked about canine. And, I said that, we've got this competition coming up. Maybe this is something you'd rather sponsor. We appreciate the thought of thinking of us, but... Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. So they're sponsoring. They're our main sponsor for $2,500 for the event. We've got other people sponsoring, but thank you, Warden Fuchs. That was awesome to think of us. He'll be at the meet, so we'll be able to recognize him there. I think Tom might even bench, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Nice. Right on.
So we got a lot of our staff coming out, a lot of people coming out to help out and judge.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. I used to do these events a long time ago, and still in my heart. And then, Tony Biolo, great friend of mine, been a part of powerlifting forever. His son Drake was a standout powerlifter. He's now a teacher up in Rhinelander. He's going to come down and help out. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I didn't know that about Drake. That's awesome. Yeah. That's very
cool. I believe he took second at state, and I felt terrible about it because I'd helped him bench press before, and he missed his last bench, and if he'd have gotten it, he would have won state. It was that close. But he never blamed me, so that was kind of cool. It should be a great event. I have other, sponsors. Lucky's Tavern has Herbs Construction. The Samuels Group are, our project managers, and we'll have some other people that will step up. And, CC Graphics will be doing all of our, clothing. Each competitor will get a shirt. I'm looking forward to the event. Should be fun.
We'll be hyping it up on our shows. We'll certainly be encouraging people to attend and make sure you guys get a good crowd for this one, and a lot of people to cheer you on as you're benching. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a great event. I appreciate the time from both of you, and greatly appreciate what you guys do for our community. Be safe out there. Take care of each other. We'll do our best to do the same by you. Sheriff, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about the jail tours or some of the things we touched on, how can they reach you?
Just give me a call at 715-421-8715 and ask for me, and we'll set you up.
Again, thank you for the time. Tom, great to meet you, man. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you being in here and appreciate your service. And we want to send a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being here, doing great coverage of our area and of this show. Be sure to go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. You all be safe out there, and thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having us.
Well, more Midday Magazine for you later in the week at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate is voting now on whether to take up a bill to guarantee access to contraception like condoms and Plan B nationwide. Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
It simply says that we have a right to contraception. America's all of us. That the providers also have a right to provide it.
Republicans say it's unnecessary because this is all legal. Boeing Starliner is now on its way to the International Space Station after finally launching today from Florida. Space consultant Bill Harwood says it's an alternative to SpaceX.
The reason they need this spacecraft is they want to have two independently developed ships so that if something happens to, say, a SpaceX Crew Dragon where they can't fly, the Starliner is available, and vice versa.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul is pumping the brakes on new congestion pricing in Manhattan.
I have directed the MTA to indefinitely pause the program.
It would have cost drivers $15 a day. CBS News Brief. I'm